offering our humble salutations at the divine lotus feet of Bhagawan Sri Satya Sai Baba and invoking his blessings, we the children of Sri Satya Sai Bal Vihar Kolkata present before you this evening a play entitled There is Only One God, He is Omnipresent.
हर पल तेरा सा महसूस होता है, दिल में बसे हो साए हमारा, दिल ये कहता है हर पल तेरा।
दिस इज प्रशांति निलायम, माय सन। You can see people of all faiths and all countries congregated under one roof. It is from these sacred precincts that Bhagwan Sri Satya Sai Baba preached that all religions lead to one same God and that all names belong to Him. He has said, there is only one religion and that is the religion of love. There is only one God and He is omnipresent.
But Father, I don't understand how all the religions with different origins and beliefs are actually united.
My son, Hinduism or Sanatan Dharma is the most ancient religion. The fountainhead of Hinduism is the Vedas, which contain eternal truths revealed by God to man. There was a time when man was in the dark about the right path to liberation. Was it jnana, karma or bhakti? In that period of darkness, nearly 1200 years ago, there was born a great soul in the sacred land of Bharat, Shankaracharya. This ascetic preached that only Brahman or the universal consciousness is true and the world is but an illusion. He propounded the Vedantic philosophy of Advaita or non-dualism, the awareness that God is everywhere and in everything.
Dear fellow pilgrims, always keep in mind that Brahman or the universal consciousness is the eternal one. The rest are only a part of this whole. Isavasyam idam sarvam. The same Atma permeates all living beings.
Guruji, how can we attain the superconscious state on knowledge of Brahman?
It can be attained only through intense spiritual practice. This will remove all traces of ego and all idea of duality from the mind of man. Aham Brahmasmi, I am Brahma. This is the ultimate truth. Initially, you may practice Saguna Aradhana, but the formless can be conceived only when you have transcended form.
Guruji, what will help us in our spiritual practice?
Seek satsang as the very first step in sadhana. Seek silence and solitude. This will develop into detachment and disappearance of delusion.
Is there any other path, Guruji?
Yes, you can attain divine bliss through karma or action. Doing benevolent acts which are beneficial to others constitutes good karma. However, that action has to be bereft of desiring the fruits of such action. Desire brings in its wake only attachment. Causing harm to others constitutes bad karma.
What then is the role of fate? Or what is ordained to happen?
Good or bad, whatever happens in a human being's life is the consequence of action or karma. Therefore, fate is of our own making. By progressively attaining wisdom through the rigors of action, humans attain liberation after many births.
Satsangat ve nisangatvam, nisangatve nirmohatvam, nirmohatve nishchalatatvam, nishchaltatve jivanmukti. Bhaja Govindam, Bhaja Govindam, Govindam Bhaja Mudamathe.
Son, in the Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna says, "For the protection of the virtuous and re-establishment of Dharma, I am born from age to age. More than 2,000 years ago, a moral crisis enveloped the earth. Common people suffered from endless misfortune. Killings and persecution in the name of religion made life insufferable. You know, during this period, Lord Buddha appeared on the scene with his words of peace and non-violence. He founded a new religion known as Buddhism."
"You are a healthy young man. Why are you begging for alms? I have plenty of agricultural land. You can till the soil there, and I shall pay you proper remuneration."
"I also till land, but it is a different kind of tilling. My field is human life. The seed that I plant is karma, but without asking for its fruits. The water that I sprinkle is that of love and compassion. Truth, patience and forgiveness constitute the manure. And the crops that are finally yielded are wisdom and peace."
"All this is nonsense. You are actually worthless. Never show your face again."
"Before I leave, can I ask you a question?"
"And what is that question?"
"If you had offered me alms consisting of tasty food and rich garments, and I had refused to accept them, then what would have happened to all those things?"
"Those would have remained with me, of course."
"Well, the words that you spoke just now and the advice that you imparted, I am accepting nothing of them. Hence, all those remain with you."
Buddham saranam gacchami, dhammam saranam gacchami.
My dear fellow pilgrims, always keep in mind that as you sow, so you reap. Always have pleasant thoughts and carry out your duties honestly. Be neither ecstatic when praised nor crestfallen when criticized. You will then attain true happiness."
"My lord, a question has arisen in my mind."
"What is it, my dear Ananda?"
"How did a courtesan like Amropali transform herself into the mendicant Amropali? How did the notorious dacoit Angulimal transform himself into your dear disciple? What is the magic behind these transformations, my lord?"
"There is no magic, Ananda. When selfless divine love awakens in you, it is possible for you to bring about a transformation in another. Everything is transient in this world. Everything is illusion. There is peace only in Nirvana."
"My lord, what is Nirvana?"
"Nirvana is a state where peace reigns supreme and desire ceases to exist. Nirvana is a blissful state which cannot be explained but only experienced. The time for my transition from this world to the next has come. The moment has come for you to get ready. by the light of your wisdom, spread the message of peace, friendship, and non-violence to all corners, and make this world a heaven of peace.
My Lord, after your transition from this world, who shall we seek shelter from?
Atma Sharanya Bhava, Atma Deep Bhava, Ananya Sharanya Bhava. 100s of years ago, there was a dark period in history when man was led away from God. Many wrongful activities were committed. Man had forgotten that showing forgiveness and brotherly feelings were the essential duties of a human being. So, God sent His Son Jesus to earth to lead man back to a sacred life with a practice of love and compassion. Jesus preached that service to man is service to God, and asked people to show brotherly feelings for one another.
Dear Martin, arise. I shall be visiting your house. Be prepared.
Oh, I can hear the voice of Lord Jesus. Will He really come to my humble house? Am I dreaming? No, it is not a dream. I have clearly heard His voice. When the Lord has said He will come, He will definitely come. Oh, where shall I ask my Lord to sit? My Lord will sit here. What if my Lord comes now? It is snowing and very cold outside. Let me make some food and hot tea for my Lord. Oh my God, the poor man is freezing in the cold. Please come to my room and have a hot cup of tea.
Ah, what relief. Many thanks to you, sir. May the compassionate Lord bless you.
There is still no sign of my Lord. If He comes now, what will I welcome Him with? Ah, I can offer Him a glass of hot milk.
I have no food at home. Oh God, how am I to feed my child?
It seems they are hungry. Come inside, sister, and relax. Please feed this hot milk to your baby, and you can have this bread.
You've saved my baby and me by offering us milk and bread. May you have the blessings of Lord Jesus.
My Lord has still not come. It is quite late in the night. What if He does not come at all? Where has this beautiful light come from? I have not lit the lamp.
Martin, my son, your love and compassion have brought me to you. The ones you serve, they are me, and I am them. By serving them food and offering them selfless love, you have served me. I am very happy with you, Martin. Come closer to me.
My Lord, I can see you.
You know, my son, there was a time wars and atrocities in the name of religion had assumed such proportions in the Arab world that there was no peace or morality in society. In response to the agonized prayers of distressed souls, there appeared on the scene Hazrat Muhammad, the savior and pathfinder. Once, when Muhammad was immersed in meditation in a remote cave, God's messenger
Gabriel appeared before him and said,
"In the stone walls of the cave, there have been crafted in words of fire God's instruction for the human race. Your work will be to spread these words for the benefit of mankind." And so, Muhammad became God's prophet.
Mushkil karo asan khwaja more Moinuddin aaj mere data Moinuddin aaj mere.
Today on the sacred day of Eid, we would like to hear some words of Rasulullah from the Quran.
Surrendering to Allah and wishing all well is the main teaching of Islam.
How can we adopt these teachings in our daily lives?
The Masiha has said, "I have given you some codes of moral conduct for day-to-day living. Try to follow these instructions."
Would you kindly explain these in simple terms?
The omnipresent Lord is not confined to any particular religion. He has said, "Wherever you cast your eyes, you will find me there." Hence, the first necessity is to keep the body and mind sacred, to have a simple lifestyle, and to offer our prayers to the Almighty with faith. Only this kind of surrender will usher in bliss.
Now tell us, what does the Quran say about the practice of reciting namaz?
Allah tells us to concentrate and be steadfast in our prayers. If you are not steadfast in your prayers, the whole effort goes waste. Remember, the power of prayer can move mountains. Let us now praise Allah.
Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah.
About 500 years ago, there was a raging conflict between the concepts of idol worship and worship of the formless Brahman, resulting in widespread confusion. It was during these turbulent times that Guru Nanak preached to the people and gave lessons in morality. His religious tenets were easy to understand and helped people to lead God-fearing lives. Thus was founded the religion of Sikhism.
I find this man's appearance rather strange. God knows what religion he belongs to. Before he enters the sacred Jagannath temple, let us find out who he is.
Wait, you hermit? Who are you? Where have you come from? Are you a Hindu or do you belong to some other religion?
Are you asking whether I am a Hindu or not?
Yes, yes, you have understood it right.
There are so many people entering the temple. Why did you have to stop me alone?
Seeing your appearance and clothes, it is difficult to make out whether you are a Hindu or not.
Only Hindus can go inside the temple.
I believe that the Lord makes no distinction between races and religions. Anyway, listen to me. My religion is the religion of mankind, in which there is no difference and no hatred. All are equal in the court of the Lord.
Get out from here. Don't give us sermons.
Peace, peace. I am leaving. But is it not foolish to think that one can make out whether a person is a Hindu by his outward appearance?
Clear out from here, or you will get a beating.
My Lord, it is all your leela. as is my practice, the whole day past chanting your name. I am very hungry now. But how can I have food without first offering it to you? I have some dry fruits to offer you, my lord. But there is no utensil. What am I to do?
My child, I am very sad that they have stopped you from entering my temple. Now you can offer me some food and then you can have it.
Are you resting, Guruji? I am the chief priest of the temple.
What do you want now? Have you come to drive me out of Puridham?
No, Guruji. I have come here to beg forgiveness from you and to take you back to the temple. This morning, when I was about to offer food to Lord Jagannath in the temple, I found his golden utensils missing. I was told they had been miraculously transported to the seashore. Then I heard the Lord's voice.
The man who has refused entry to the temple is very near to me. Bring him inside the temple, or else I will not touch any food offered by you.
We apologize to you and offer you our salutations. We now realize you are not an ordinary human being.
No. I am also an ordinary human being, just like you. I am also a devotee of the Lord, following the Lord's instructions. I have set out on the road to spread the word that God is everywhere. He is the father of every human being. Hence all human beings are brothers. Man's religion is to love everyone without prejudice. Always remember that Hindus, Muslims, Parsis, Christians, Buddhists, all are children of the same Lord. There is only one God and He is omnipresent.
Father, seeing this unique spectacle of so many people of different faiths offering their obeisance to Bhagwan Sri Satya Sai Baba, I offer my humble salutations to him and pledge to follow his teachings.
Know that there is only one truth, the universal consciousness which has no beginning and no end and which pervades the entire universe. Bhagwan Baba says, let the different faiths exist. Let them flourish and let the glory of God be sung in all languages and in a variety of tunes.
Koi usse chadar chahaye, koi usse mala pehnaye, agar rijhana hai usko to sach ki dori thaam. Allah kaho ya saira, Yeshu kaho ya saira, sab ka malik ek hai, alag alag hai.
మరవలేని మధురాతి మధురమైన సువర్ణ అవకాశమును సొంగిన దేవాది దేవుడు సర్వాంతర్యామి మరియు మన హృదయవాసి అయిన శ్రీ భగవాన్ శ్రీ సత్యసాయి బాబా వారి పాద పద్మములకు పాదాభివందనములు తెలియజేయుచున్నాము. 1979 సంవత్సరము స్వామి అనుగ్రహముచే తమిళనాడు కృష్ణగిరి జిల్లా హోసూరు తాలూకాలోని మత్తగిరి అను గ్రామమున శ్రీ సత్యసాయి బాలగురుకులం మెట్రిక్యులేషన్ ప్రారంభమైనది. అందు 210 మంది బాలబాలికలు విద్యనభ్యసిస్తున్నారు. 16 మంది శిక్షకులు సేవనందిస్తున్నారు. పవిత్రమైన ప్రశాంతి నిలయమున జరుగు సాంస్కృతిక కార్యక్రమములు ప్రదర్శించుటకు అవకాశమునుసంగిన స్వామికి మా హృదయపూర్వక ధన్యవాదాలు తెలుపుతున్నాము. జై సాయిరాం.
ఓం శ్రీ సాయిరాం. ఇన్ ది ఎంటైర్ లైఫ్ సోజోర్న్ ఫ్రమ్ ద క్రేడిల్ టు ద గ్రేవ్ వి హావ్ ఆల్వేస్ బీన్ గైడెడ్ అండ్ టాట్ బై పీపుల్ ఇన్ డిఫరెంట్ రోల్స్ మదర్ father, classmates, everyone who enters our life has something to teach. The position of teacher supersedes all other roles and encompasses all. Such is the holy pedestal and honor the teacher, the acharya, the guru. But who is an ideal teacher? Is the role limited to feeding facts into the young minds? What are the various expectations and responsibilities of a teacher? The Guru of Gurus, the Divine Sadguru, has an answer to all these questions. And it is these answers we wish to share with this august audience. We, the students of Sri Satya Sai Balagurukulam School, Mathagiri, Hosur, Tamil Nadu, present a drama, Gurudev O Bhava, a journey of a teacher as a bodhaka to the state of an accomplished master, the ultimate guru.
That was a great cultural program, Mr. Anand, to wrap up the Education Board Evaluation Week. I am sure our ratings will increase because of that.
Ratings rise and fall. But the lessons learned by kids during the program stay forever.
I felt the program was okay, but a more modern dance might have had a greater appeal and thereby increased our chances of getting higher ratings. Anyways, let's wait and see.
Principal sir, great news. In the just concluded evaluation, we have secured the second rank.
Fantastic news. Our Bright Minds International School has done it once again. It is a school record.
Nonsense. I am shocked that you people are taking this lightly. Nobody remembers the second place, mind you. So who got first?
I don't know. Let me see. Some school abbreviated SSSHSS in a place I have never heard of. Puttaparthi.
Forget it. But you know, my friend at the Education Board told me that we might lose because of you, Mr. Anand. The children did not answer the questions properly that were asked by the members.
Sir, it was a tough lesson. And in my opinion, they did good.
But not good enough. Just simply not good enough. Why can't you prepare the children beforehand and teach simple lessons like others?
But the board evaluates the way we teach new lessons. Teaching an already taught lesson defeats the purpose. We are setting a bad example to students. I think it is cheating, not teaching.
You are not paid to think, but to teach. Please do your job and let me do mine. Now get out before I fire you. What do these people know about teaching? I have won Outstanding Teacher Award so many times. And my old students are CEOs at big companies. What a day it has been. Let me take some rest.
Uttishta Jagrata. Wake up, my friend.
Oh God! Who are you? What do you want?
Who am I? Koham? That is the question you need to ask yourself. What do I want? Let me see. To give you peace of mind?
I think I'm stressed out. That is why I'm having a hallucination. Hey, wait. I know you. You're the person in that photograph. Swami Vivekananda. Swami Vivekananda. Wow.
By the way, you know what? We beat the Ramakrishna Mission School in the rankings. I am not here to compete with you, but to complete your understanding of a good teacher. In your quest to create brilliant and talented students, you ignore developing their goodness. You concentrate more on developing their body and mind instead of the heart.
But what is the distinction between them? No offense, Swamiji. But I can show you countless awards that show my caliber as a teacher and principal. I am the best that one can be.
Hitler was a talented person. But he inspired his country on the wrong path due to his weak moral core. On the other hand, your teacher Anand is good at heart and can make a more positive impact.
But Swamiji, my students are already at that level. You can walk into any classroom and test them.
Sure, why not? Let us meet these bright minds of yours.
Thank you.
students.
Good morning, sir.
We have a guest in our presence who would like to interact with you. Be at your best and show that you are the best. All right, children. Your principal says you are the brightest lot in the school. Let me ask you a few questions and we will see how fast and bright you are. Ready?
Yes, sir.
What is the first thing that you like to do in the morning?
Of course, check my Facebook status on my mobile and see if I've got the maximum number of likes as compared to my classmates.
You, child? Who is the best person according to you?
In my opinion, me. Nobody is better than me but me.
And the worst person?
After thinking a lot, I must admit everyone except me.
Interesting. What according to you is the most important thing that if lost, everything is lost?
Money, of course. If money is lost, everything is gone. Clothes, house, TV, internet. I will die if I cannot check my WhatsApp every day.
Try making a sentence with love.
I love playing games.
I love sweets.
All right. Make a sentence with selfless love.
Selfless love? I have never heard of selfless love. Such a thing does not exist. It is not in our syllabus.
What about dharma or righteousness?
That is a term in a different language itself. Please keep the questions to our syllabus and our language.
All right. I am sorry about that. What about peace?
Answering this question is a piece of cake. Good one, right?
Not that peace, little one. It is peace, the opposite of war.
There can never be peace between two neighbors. Might is right. Be strong and win wars.
Thank you, students. The class is now dismissed.
Vedalu inaadu vaadal paalaye shaastramulannacho chappabadi bahu puranam bulu pratavai poyenu shatakam bulanniyo jaddubadi granthara
friend.
You have created intelligent machines with no wisdom or character. Let me read out a letter written by a nuclear Holocaust survivor to a teacher. Dear teacher, I am a survivor of a concentration camp. My eyes saw what no man should witness. Gas chambers built by learned engineers. Children poisoned by educated physicians. Infants killed by trained nurses. Women and babies shot and burned by high school and college graduates. So, I am suspicious of education. My request is, help your students become human. Your efforts must never produce monsters, skilled psychopaths. Reading, writing, and arithmetic are important only if they serve to make our children more humane. I am beginning to see your point. But where have we gone wrong? We have excellent and qualified teachers. We pay them good salaries. We follow the prescribed textbooks and even take extra classes for general knowledge. I am just unable to see it. In your eagerness to ape modern education, you have created a good Pathashala, a stall of education, but not a Vidyalaya, a temple of learning. You make children recite Ba Ba Black Sheep in a sheep-like imitation instead of the ancient stotras that inculcate morals. The bookish knowledge must be complemented by moral values and devotion to God. This reminds me of an incident from our glorious past where the fault in our current education was exposed.
பாணின்யே நம சரஸ்வத்யே நம. அப்பா,
ஓம் நம சிவாய, ஓம் நம சிவாய. ஓ கிராமர் ஸ்காலர், அட்லீஸ்ட் டுடே வில் யூ கம் டு த டெம்பிள். டுடே இஸ் கார்த்திக சோமவார, அண்ட் ஆஸ்பீஷியஸ் டே.
I have no time to go to these temples and other places. It is a waste of time, which could have been invested in learning Sanskrit. Please leave me. I have a lot to learn. I want to become a great scholar, and I shall achieve that by mastering the rules of grammar. Ramah, Ramau, Ramah, Ramah. ராமௌ ராமாஹ. பாபா, வெயிட், திஸ் இஸ் டூ டிஃபிகல்ட். லெட் மீ டிவைஸ் அ ஷார்ட்கட். ஆ ஔ ஆஹா, ஆ ஔ ஆஹா. கிரேட், கிரேட். நவ் ஐ ரிமெம்பர், ஐ ஆம் டூ இன்டெலிஜென்ட்.
ஓ லேர்னட் ஒன், வாட் ஆர் யூ டூயிங்? ஆர் யூ ஆல் ரைட்?
Can't you see? I'm learning the rules of grammar, the awfully difficult and impossible to learn Dukrum Karane.
Pardon me. I thought you were crying in pain. If I may, what is the purpose of this rules of grammar?
No
learning the rules of grammar will make me a great scholar.
But do these rules of grammar provide solace or teach you morals?
All that I don't know. What I know is that I will be acknowledged by everyone.
Then?
I will be invited to courts, honored by kings, and become very rich.
Then what?
What else? With all my riches, build a huge mansion, have a beautiful wife, and I will relax and lead a comfortable life.
You will have a comfortable life, but you will never be truly happy. The fear of losing wealth will always keep you on the edge of misery.
That is always there. But nobody can be truly happy all the time. There is no way.
Oh scholar, there is a way. There is a way. A way to escape the cycle of birth and death. A way to remain always in bliss. Your bookish knowledge alone can't save you. Sing the Lord's name. Take refuge in Him.
Bhaja Govindam, Bhaja Govindam, Bhaja Govindam, Govindam Bhaja Mudhamate, Govindam Bhaja Mudhamate, Samprapte Sannihite Kale, Samprapte Sannihite Kale, Nahi Nahi Rakshati Dukrum Karane, Nahi Nahi Rakshati Dukrum Karane, Bhaja Govindam, Bhaja Govindam, Govindam Bhaja Mudhamate.
Swamiji, I completely understand what you are trying to say. Education should be combined with moral values.
Yes.
We already do that. Every week, we have two moral classes. And every quarter, we have a comprehensive test. In fact, I am part of the national committee that finalized the 27 values to be adopted in all the state and national boards of studies.
Dear friend,
only way a teacher can teach values is to live them. Then he evolves from being a bodhaka to an acharya. Acharinchi bodhinchuvadu, acharyudu. One who practices what he teaches is acharya.
But we already live the values, Swamiji. Live them?
You teach honesty, and yet during an inspection, you ask your teachers to teach the same lessons that were already taught.
That's ultimately to get good rankings for the school, which would benefit these very students. And if you ask me, that's a petty issue.
Petty? Let me tell you what it is to live values. I was once with my guru, Bhagwan Sri Ramakrishna. An old man along with his grandson walked into the room for an advice.
Bhagavan Ramakrishna pranams.
Ah, what brings you here?
Thakur, this is my grandson Shyama. He is addicted to jaggery. And he does not listen to any of us. You are a great teacher. Can you teach this boy to win over this addiction?
Addiction? To jaggery? I shall teach him. But can you come back after a week?
A week passed by, and the grandfather along with his grandson came again. There were speculations doing rounds in the ashram. Some said Bhagwan would provide a powerful mantra. Some said it would be a magical touch. And some said he would give the kid an unforgettable spanking. But what Bhagwan did was unforgettable.
Are, you have come again? Come.
Bhagwan, please advise him.
Yes, I shall. Beta, eating jaggery is not good for health. The name of the Lord is sweeter than jaggery. Give up jaggery and take up the name of the Lord. Now go home and follow my advice, huh?
Bhagwan, don't mistake me. But is that all you have to tell my kid? Did you ask us to wait for a week for this simple advice?
I know what you are thinking. Till a week ago, even I used to eat a lot of sweets. Then you approached me, seeking my advice. How could I teach something that I do not practice? And so, for the last 7 days, I have stopped eating sweets.
Nearly 100 years have passed from that day. And yet people talk of this incident even today. The magic was not in his words, but it was in his personal example.
Swamiji, times have changed now. It is not possible to be so idealistic.
I do not agree with you. Look around you. There are still teachers that live the ideals that they teach.
Can you name at least one?
Look at Sri Satya Sai schools.
Swamiji, they were founded and mentored by Sri Satya Sai Babaji himself. We do not have that privilege.
I am not talking of those institutions founded by Bhagwan Baba. But all around the nation and in many parts of the world, many of his devotees have set up schools under Sri Satya Sai banner.
Oh yes, there is one in our city too.
Yes. These schools are outstanding in their academic excellence. The principals of these schools face the same challenges that you face. And like you, they do not compromise. Some of them are embodiments of sacrifice indeed.
But they are altruistic institutions. Ours is a commercial establishment. We have venture capital investors on board and they need to see results in pure numbers.
How does that stop anyone from being a better teacher? Tell me, would not your schools need teachers that inspire their students?
So if a teacher walks his talk, would you say he reached his pinnacle?
No, my friend. From Bodhaka, teacher then becomes an Acharya. And from Acharya, he needs to become Guru.
Who is a Guru?
In Guru, Gu stands for Gunatita and Ru stands for Ruparahita.
And what does that mean?
A Guru is one who takes the students beyond Gunas, that is mind, and beyond Rupa, that is body.
Can you explain using an anecdote? It will allow me to understand better.
Sure. On the battlefields of Kurukshetra, seeing his own kith and kin on the enemy side, Arjuna was overcome with deep grief. I see my own brothers, uncles, teachers, and grandfathers on the enemy side. I do not want to kill my own people for the sake of land. This is not a war for land, Arjuna. But it is a war to restore dharma. But what is dharma? Dharma is being true to your nature. It is the nature of fire to burn and water to flow. So too, it is the nature of humanity to be divine. This war is about destroying those forces that are disrupting this principle. I descend time and again only for this purpose. But Lord, the wise claim that everything is your will. Then is it not your will that Kauravas are to go astray? And now, is it worthy to punish them? As long as one thinks he is the doer, he will be bound by the results of the action. This applies to the Kauravas too. Unfortunately, their actions were evil, and hence, they need to face unpleasant consequences. As you sow, so shall you reap. But Lord, what then is the correct path to action? Arjuna, when you believe that you are the doer, use your intellect to discriminate between right and wrong. You shall then act with all involvement in the action, but be detached to the results. This is called Karma Yoga, the science of detached involvement. Krishna, is there any stage where action ceases to create binding consequences? From this stage of Dasoham, the complete surrender, shall emerge the supreme state of Soham. One who reaches this stage realizes that there exists neither the doer, nor the action, nor even the result. Yet they perform action only to set example for others. This is Jnana Yoga. How does one reach this supreme stage, Lord? By realizing that you are not this body, and that you and I are one, the divine. But Lord, you are the supreme, the best of all and the eternal. So too are you, Arjuna. The only difference between you and me is that I know my divinity and you don't.
Savu puttukaleni shashvatundavu adi madhyantarahitudavanadiva. నీవు పుట్టక చావక చంపబడక ఆత్మరూపువై వెలసియున్నావు పార్థా.
I am now beginning to understand, Lord.
What grieves me today is this mistaken identity of being this body and the immaturity to assume that I am the doer. Ever grateful to Thee, my Lord, You have dispelled my darkness and enlightened my life. I shall rise and fight now.
Swamiji, I understand now. In short, you want teachers to be nothing less than sages.
Yes, indeed. Teaching is not just a profession. It is the holy act of building a life. To those eager students willing to absorb knowledge, point to them the eternal principles of life too.
That means combining inquiry with inquiry.
Very well said. Yes, inquiry with E gives the student knowledge about external, and inquiry with I leads him to the wisdom of internal self.
This is beautiful, Swamiji. I understand that we teachers build the lives of students by shaping their character. From now on, our school's foremost focus would be just that.
If there is beauty in character, there is harmony in the home. When there is harmony in the home, there is order in the nation. And when there is order in the nation, there is peace in the world. By shaping up the character, you change the destiny of humanity. And with that collective transformation of humanity, you bring bliss upon the worlds. Samasta lokah sukhino bhavantu.
Thank you. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Guru Nanak ji tum ho, Zoroastra Mahavir tum ho, Zoroastra Mahavir tum ho.
Jaya Radha Jaya Madhava Jaya Radha Jaya Madhava Jaya Radha Jaya Madhava Jaya Radha Jaya Madhava जय बोलो भगवान श्री